This is number three.
And this is the second tape of my interview with Mr. James Ashby. I know that there was one camp was all black.
Yeah.
Number one. How did the local residents feel about that? Was there any racial tension, or how did the CCC boys feel about that too?
Well, back then, you know, there was segregation. As long as they were segregated, I think everybody was happy. But, it wouldn't have done then to put them together, because, boy, they would have been, probably been murdered. even yet, you know, they don't, in the army place, they don't intermix too well. People are becoming more accustomed to it. But that's the way it was. I don't think the local people liked it too much. But wasn't too much they could do about it. Of course, back then, even the government practiced segregation.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Segregation was practiced, I expect, more universally when the Democrats were in and when the Republicans were in. But now the Democrats take all the credit for civil rights and all that junk. But they, of course, the South was always solidly Democratic, you know.
Yeah.
I was a Democrat, and I voted for Roosevelt twice. The last time I was overseas, when he was elected, when he died. I always tell people that I didn't leave the Democratic Party, they left me. I was taken over by the Northern Liberals, and I'm not an ultra-liberal. I'm more or less conservative. A few things that the Liberals like that I think is all right. I think a woman should be able to have an abortion if she wants it. I think it should be up to her. Otherwise, I don't believe in this, hiring someone simply because they may be a woman or because they may be a black. I can't see that. If they're qualified for the job, I think that's fine. But special privileges, just because a lot of us can't help it. And many people who are working now started off at their jobs, white people and black people too, for that matter, started off their jobs at a very low wage and work their way up to get the experience. Mm-hmm. And that's the way things were back then. I just don't believe in that at all. Up to a certain point, I believe in equal rights, equal opportunity. But I think it should stop right there. Because I sure never was hired because I was white. I had to be qualified. And I had to get the experience and didn't put me in a job to which I might not be qualified. People don't have sense enough to realize it, but this is one of the reasons for inflation. High cost of living, putting people in jobs which are unqualified, they don't produce. And that raises the price on the product they sell. And in the long run, all these welfare programs and things of that sort, people don't have sense enough to realize that ultimately the taxpayers are the ones going to have to foot the bill. The government's not footing the bill. I just don't believe in that kind of stuff at all. I don't think people need the government aid now. As I say, back then, you never heard of food stamps. But you got relief, but you only got the staples. And of course, people now can buy candy with food stamps and all this stuff, and they buy everything under the sun on the black market with food stamps. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe in all this stuff.
You don't remember any instances of racial tension?
No, I don't. There wasn't too many, as I recall, there wasn't too many blacks in Cave City. When I lived in Drakesburg and Central City there, but Drakesburg had a large black population back then. But they were segregated. But there was segregation. But I know that my father, of course, he was a strong believer in segregation. He didn't like niggers at all. But a lot of times they would gamble with blacks, you know, and drink with them.
Yeah.
But publicly they didn't associate with them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of relationship did the CCC have with the people of the surrounding area?
Well, I would say all in all it was good, but not with everyone, because it was in many... A lot of times, you know, as I say, it was boys who had records, some of them, and some of them, I would say not the majority of them, a lot of them were good boys, and a lot of them were uneducated, and I think a lot of people resented because of that. They sort of didn't associate with us too much, didn't get too friendly with us.
Was there much tension with the CCC or the government? I know a lot of people in that area were displaced with the forming of the park and were really unhappy about the work that was being done. Did the CCC get any of that negative attention?
Not that I recall. No, not that I recall. Yes, I remember. I remember when Mammoth Cave was not a national park. You know, I remember when it was incorporated into government. But most people wanted it because it would bring, you know, same old story, bring more money into monetary reasons. They figured it would help the local economy, and I guess it does. But many times I think it destroys, also helps destroy the park. But I suppose nowadays you would have to make any area you wanted to preserve a national park, because the realty people or the so-called developers would go in and destroy it, and nothing flat. I understand that Yellowstone National Park is just about ruined, because they have built up all around the fringes of Yellowstone now, and the animals are wandering into these areas, and people are resenting that, and that kind of thing. I that's another thing. I am an animal lover, and we destroy the animals' habitat. They have no place to go. We go out in the woods and exploring and messing around and all that stuff. And then if an animal attacks someone, well, they shoot it, you know. But that's their home. And the same way with dogs. This thing about dogs are biting someone, you know. I say, well, if a dog bites someone, they ought to be shot. That's stupid. Those two bears that ate that child up in New York City. I think that's terrible to shoot those bears. I mean, where are the bears going to go? You know, they've been in that little old cage for 35 years, and the kids knew better than to go in there. They were placing themselves in jeopardy. The place thing was fenced, and they got in there. They should have put the parents in jail for letting them do that. Someone said, well, they had to do that to placate the parents. I said, but they should have put the parents in jail. I'm a firm believer in discipline. I think parents should be responsible for their children. Babysitters and all that stuff, I think that's ruining our civilization. If both parents are going to work, I don't think they should have any children. I think it's fine for a woman to work and both parents to work, but I think it's hard. It's a detriment to society and to the child. I don't know how I got off on that.
Okay. Well, how successful do you feel the CCC was in relieving the effects of the Depression?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they were very effective. Actually, the Depression ended. Roosevelt, he realized, even before Pearl Harbor, that our defenses were in a sad state, and they were. And he started building up these super battleships and the Navy and the Army, too. He started building that up before World War I, before World War II. And I think war work actually is the thing. World War I and World War II is really the thing that brought us out of the Depression, war work. Because this powder plant across the river here, my goodness, they worked thousands and thousands. I mean, they were here from New York City, from all over the world, I guess. I remember they ran, back then, as I say, not many people had automobiles. They ran commuter trains out of Louisville over to Charleston back then. And they ran four trains a day, two in the morning and two in the afternoon. And they used steam locomotives, freight engines, Mikado locomotives. I don't know, you know what that is, not 282s, eight-wheel drive. And they had old heavy passenger cars, steel passenger cars. They knocked all the seats out of them and put in wooden benches, one along each wall, and then a double bench down through the center. And I think it cost you 15 cents or 16 cents or something like that to go over there, and 16 cents back. And those things would be loaded, just from people here in Louisville. And that brought a lot of money into the area, and a lot of work. And really, war work is what ended the Depression. And then of course, you know, after the Depression, people were starved for everything. And boy, things really boomed, and they've been going up ever since. That really accelerated our recovery.
Well, do you think the CCC helped at all, or?
Oh, I think probably, yes. I think they kept a lot of people from starving, probably, and gave a lot of boys something to do. My brother was, as I say, he was in the CCCs, and I think he was in Idaho, way out west there. And of course, those were all forestry. camps, and gosh, they fought forest fires and all that. So they were a big help. They did a lot of good, really, to not only for the environment, but also for the people involved, and kept a lot of families from starving to death.
What do you think was the greatest success of the CCC?
Well, I think it prepared a lot of boys for the service, the discipline, and the I think it helped build the young men up, because I say a lot of them had been hungry and they had not had enough to eat. They had not a lot of them had not had discipline, and rigorous life, as the CCC was. Of course, just about everything was rigorous back then, and I think it helped a lot in preparing them for jobs later on, and especially for service-related jobs. I think it helped a whole lot. Get a lot of experience. It helped me somewhat, because I had always been more or less a free soul. But my mother watched us very closely. When I say she didn't, back then women didn't work, and she always taught us wrong from right. I was telling my sister the other day, you know, I said, well, she was very strict about sex and the girls and things like that, you know, and boys. Mm-hmm. And she taught us a lot of good in that respect. And I told my sister the other day, I said, you know, I used to resent it when I wasn't real good looking and wasn't a woman's man, that kind of stuff, and girls were not attracted to me. But I said, you know, now that I've gotten older, I am just so glad that it was that way, because don't tell me what might have happened to me. I've never fathered any fatherless children, and I have never had any sex disease, never been involved in anything like that. And I'm just so glad of that, that mother taught us that way.
Were there any problems that you could see with the CCC?
Any problems? I can't think of any. Mm-hmm. Can't think of any. They did the purpose that they were supposed to do very well. And of course, I guess like every other government thing, it was more or less a waste of money, because I'm sure it cost a lot. But prices were so cheap back then. Mm-hmm. Food was so cheap, everything was. I don't know. I don't know what those retired army officers made when they put them on active duty as the head of a CC camp, but I'm sure they made more, a lot more than they would have from their retirement pay. Mm-hmm. I really don't know, but it was good in a lot of ways, I think. Of course, I didn't like it. I have never been one to like formality and regimentation. I just don't like that. Conformity, be like everyone else. I'm just not like that. I can't be like everyone else. But I'm not everyone else. Yeah. I'm unique. I'm different. But I just can't see being one of the crowd and anything. But I made it. It was hard for me. When I went to the Navy, it was difficult, because I had never been through such rigorous training, and strict discipline back then. I'm sure it was much more rigorous back then than it is now. And you didn't have all the things you have in the Navy now. Now they have ice cream parties aboard ship and all that kind of stuff. We did have movies when I was in the South Pacific.
Did the CCC help you prepare for the Navy?
Oh, I'm sure it did. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it helped a lot. But if I had just gone in there cold, I'd have probably died. I thought I was going to die anyway. It likes to kill me. But I grew up in the country, and you could just roam around free. It was a great feeling to be free. I could just go out fishing almost anywhere, anytime I wanted to. There was a lot of ponds and lakes, and we could go out and skinny dipping, and a lot of times I'd go out skinny dipping, be in the lake or the creek all day long, you know. And my skin is so fair, and I when I would Come home at night, I'm trying to look, my face would be as red as that carpet.
Oh, dear.
And peel off. But it was fun. I had a wonderful childhood. I didn't have anything, no money, nothing to spend. Once in a while, I shined shoes when we were at Drakesburg, and back then you got 10 cents a pair of shining shoes. And a lot of times, I'd make maybe $1 a day, and I was, we used to say then, I was nigger rich. I'd buy fireworks, and I remember I used to like sour pickles, and I'd go to Saul West's store in that old building where the movie was. I was telling you there at Drakesburg, and I'd go in there and get me a pickle and some crackers, great big sour pickle about that big, and some crackers for a nickel. Mm-hmm. And they would have them down in a big barrel, you know, and each and every 4 minutes.
Well, I need to turn this off now.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
All right.